For many, though, it is good news. We've certainly seen businesses talk about the what they're hoping to see come out of it. Jamie Chaffee runs an engineering company out of Gunnedah, and he is he's been eagerly awaiting the result and sees it as a big win for.
I think it's a positive outcome for the Gunnedah region. I think the commitment Shenhua have made into the Gunnedah region over the last few years, and I guess since this started back in 2008, has finally been rewarded.
What will it mean for your operations?
Well, obviously we have potential to serve Shenhua through both construction and mine operation for life of mine, being a local engineering firm. It's up to us now, I guess, to promote ourselves to prove that to them.
Have you been in negotiations with them up to this point? What have they been like to deal with?
They've been a very positive towards anything that representation we've had in advance of the potential for the project. Obviously, the project not having approvals, there's no commitment for any work, I guess, at this stage. But they're more than happy to hear of our capabilities once it's confirmed that it's going to go ahead.
And would you be expecting now that there would be a genuine commitment to ensure as much of what can be produced locally, the company will purchase locally?
I think it's a well-known fact now with Maules Creek construction already taken place, that local Gunnedah firms have proven themselves to be both confident, capable and in an effective solution. So, I'm confident that not only my business but many other businesses within Gunnedah will be able to put their hat in the ring and it'll be taken positively.
Would there be much that Gunnedah couldn't provide them?
You'd need to find the information out from Shenhua themselves about the specifics. But, we're a great community, a great business hub, and I'd be surprised if we couldn't take a fair portion of the works and do a great job.
And do you think you're actually prepared to sort of take on the quantity of work they might need?
Look, I can guarantee that any quantity that they would like to give us, we'd like to take.
Is it something that you've been watching really closely, Jamie, for the last couple of years?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, any construction that goes on in our region is of interest to my company and, the mining industry specifically, I guess, we're focused and have structured our business and our growth around. I think we're well served to support them. So it's been on our radar for many years.
And do you have sort of any tangible sense of what it actually might mean in terms of jobs or for the Gunnedah economy?
It's a big investment. I believe it's over $1 billion investment, and the life of mine is, I think, first stage is about 30 years. So how you'd quantify that, I'm not sure. But, I know what Maules Creek Coal and Whitehaven's commitment to the Stripes Group has done for us and put us in a very strong position. So I'd like to think that Shenhua will do the same.
Have you put on extra staff since becoming involved with Whitehaven?
Oh, we've certainly seen a growth over the last 2 to 3 years. We've probably had a 20% growth year on year. So.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right. That's quite significant.
Well, Whitehaven's focus on supporting local businesses is just tremendous, And I know it's not only my business that's seen success because of the Whitehaven Group. So, that's something that also I think goes unrewarded a lot of the time. So, I'm happy to put that point across that Whitehaven are a great supporter of local businesses.
And Jamie, how closely were you waiting for this decision? Were you sort of watching the PAC website, or did you receive a phone call from someone to let you know?
I've been monitoring it closely, yes. I'm in business too.
Yeah, where to from here now? So do you contact Shenhua yourself, or what do you think will happen next?
I believe there's still a few final steps that need to take place before any further steps forward will go. But, we'll continue to promote ourselves to Shenhua, and when the time's right, I'm sure they'll quite happily take any approach from us.